Exchange-wise, ATS Singapore returns to the Sands Exhibition Centre on July 3rd. Grab your ticket now to secure your place. You'll hear the latest on curation for marketing, the impact of AI on the industry, and what advertising in a cookieless world now looks like. Join your peers and an outstanding lineup of speakers as we shed light on the challenges and innovations in media marketing and commerce.
The Mad Tech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in ad tech and martech.
Hello and welcome to this special episode of the Mad Tech Podcast, where we dive deep into a topic that's impacting the digital and marketing landscape. My name is Lindsay Roundtree and I am COO of ExchangeWire. And today, this topic is programmatic innovation and the industry's readiness to embrace it. Global advertising platform TripleLift have conducted research across more than 800 marketers in the US, UK, France and Germany and calculated a global readiness scorecard. It provides a score across the areas of AI, retail media, addressability and CTV to give the industry an understanding of how prepared marketers are for the advancement in these core areas. Joining me today to discuss the key findings and how we as an industry can help increase these readiness scores is Airi Barringer, VP of Product Management at TripleLift. Welcome, Airi.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I'm looking forward to discussing this because actually it's a really interesting topic. It's something we talk about a lot. You know, how can we help the industry move on? There's so much technological advancement happening in the industry. It's so much excitement happening. It's imperative upon you and I across the industry to kind of make sure that it's being embraced across all areas of the industry, right?
Absolutely. What's interesting, we find that the pace of change and innovation in digital advertising right now is tremendous. In fact, the long timers in the industry that I talk to claim it's the fastest pace of change they've ever seen. So we really wanted to understand how brands and agencies in the digital space are responding to some of those leading innovations in such a dynamic market environment. So this report, we surveyed 800 advertisers across the United States, the UK, France, and Germany to understand how ready they are for some of those key industry changes, especially across CTV, retail media, addressability, and artificial intelligence.
What inspired you? What encouraged you to think, you know what, this is actually really valuable. There's something that we can really bring a real sense of understanding of how marketers are viewing this and really kind of translate that so that everybody across the industry can understand exactly kind of whether marketers are getting this or not?
Well, there's a selfish reason for us as a company.
Of course.
There's the more, ubiquitous public reason. The selfish reason, I'm going to talk from a product manager's perspective. We need to understand how our clients and the industry writ large is thinking about these topics. We need to meet them where they're at with the solutions that we're creating. And so that's kind of the selfish version. We need to learn, and there's no better way than talking directly to the people that we're trying to build for. The more, a public interface to this is creating a wealth of research and knowledge that we can all kind of align around and help chart a more clear path forward, which is one of the core challenges that we face right now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And it's not just you that's facing it. Obviously, it's an industry-wide challenge. So talk to me about how the scorecard was created, kind of what were the key metrics that you looked at, and how did you bring the scorecard together?
Absolutely. So we asked the research participants to grade their knowledge, their preparedness, and the perceived impact of the four key innovation areas. And from there, TripleLift developed what we call a readiness score, which is a weighted combination of the grades that those participants provided. So there are three key themes that then stand out from that, which is really interesting. First, most advertisers feel very knowledgeable about the innovations in the space. They believe they're doing a good job of keeping track of the problems and the solutions available in the market. But second key theme is that preparedness for those innovations is actually inconsistent across the topics. As an example, CTV has the greatest preparedness and artificial intelligence has the lowest preparedness. In some ways, that makes sense. CTV has been part of the conversation for longer.
It does make sense. And I think what's interesting is obviously across those four markets, there's probably some really interesting differences and maybe some surprises too. Kind of what were the key things that came out of the research that were of great interest to you?
For me personally, I was really, it's not so much surprising as expected. The European countries are farther ahead on preparedness when it comes to addressability than the United States is.
Which
they kind of had a head start from GDPR.
Exactly. But I mean, I was looking at the report, and actually the US isn't far behind considering, because, you know, in a lot of cases, they probably, if they're global companies, have had to prepare for that anyway from a European perspective. And now, obviously, there are factions of the US, there are certain states that do are taking data privacy very, very seriously. And so they're looking at that in terms of how they can address their audiences differently. It does, I guess, make sense. Were there any kind of glaring differences between markets in any of the key areas that really were quite shocking to you? For example, I was quite surprised to see that the European markets were had a higher readiness score in retail media than the US marketers did.
Absolutely. Germany stands out on that one in particular, I believe. They believe they're 7% more likely to be prepared for retail media than the other countries at a global index level, which in some ways makes a lot of sense. The markets here are very tight. They're very close. They're aware of what's going on. Another surprise for me was that French advertisers were 22% more likely to be prepared for AI and machine learning solutions in comparison to other countries. That's enough of a difference. I want to go learn what their secret sauce is, where they're getting their information and what they're doing to be prepared.
Were there any scores where you're like, okay, obviously you mentioned GDPR, that completely tracks as to why the European markets would have a greater readiness score when it comes to addressability. Were there any others where you kind of go, well, yeah, for CTV, that makes sense because that market is more advanced, or, you know, for retail media, that makes sense because that market doesn't really do much yet. Like, oh, you mentioned, you know, with AI in France, you want to understand more about it. You want to understand why they have a high readiness score in AI. It obviously was a bit of a surprise to you. Are there any where you kind of go, well, yeah, that makes complete sense?
I think the biggest thing is when we look at the top two box on perceived impact, so where the advertisers that we surveyed rated how impactful they thought each of these innovations was going to be, addressability across all countries stands out as a top area. But what is also interesting there is that there are some places where, especially in the United States, we see less preparedness. And I think that was the thing that stood out to me most. A core example here is that only 20% of global advertisers claim to have executed a solution for preparedness for the addressability changes that are coming, or that are already happening. And another 25% have not even researched a solution.
Wow. I think that what is interesting across all of this is, you know, you have gone away and done the research and done the work as to pulling this score together. What do you think is incumbent upon the likes of Triple Lift and the rest of the industry to really be able to help these scores grow, help these marketers? You know, the way that the score's broken down is interesting because it's not just about actual preparedness, it's knowledge. First of all, there's the education piece, then there is the almost readiness to do something about it, and then, you know, is actually kind of the actual doing something about it. It comes in waves, it comes in phases. What can you do? What can the industry do to ensure these marketers are ready for such innovation? Because as fast as it's moving, it's only going to keep moving faster, right?
Absolutely. I don't see it slowing down, especially with some of the innovations like artificial intelligence actually helping us go faster. As you said, awareness is the first step, as in many things. One of the things that remains true, and we see this across every innovation space, is that the messaging is inconsistent from different vendors in the space. So advertisers share, they get most of their knowledge about these innovations from their SSP and DSP partners, from ad tech generally. But each of those companies is pushing their own solutions and their own perspective, and that can actually create confusion. So if I put my marketer hat on and I'm in their shoes and I'm getting talked to by all my partners and hearing inconsistent messages, it doesn't help me actually figure out exactly what's going on. So one thing that would be really helpful as an industry from an ad tech perspective is if we worked together a little bit more, we collaborated a little bit more on how to frame the problem in such a way that helps marketers understand faster and actually then be prepared to do something about it.
Do you think that we can be our own worst enemies in terms of, you know, obfuscating and confusing topics and making things complicated to understand? If you think back to when programmatic first came about, you know, you had a lot of marketers that were clueless as to what it meant, and they would nod along to pretend they knew what was being talked about, but fundamentally didn't really understand what was happening. there's now a kind of, you know, an understanding and a great improvement in knowledge in programmatic among the marketer group. And especially you see a lot more marketers that have come from different areas of the industry. So they've brought that knowledge with them, which is great to see, obviously. But as the innovation grows and as more and more new things are being brought in and kind of, you know, the likes of the ad tech in the world are bringing in, you know, more and more three-letter acronyms and trying mm-hmm. to confuse things more. Are we guilty in some way of making things more complicated than they need to be, especially when, you know, the marketers are the ones with the money. We need to try to get them to part with it in the best way possible. Could we be making their lives easier?
I think we can, but I also don't think that confusion is necessarily intentional.
Right.
Right. We're not out there trying to confuse our clients, nor is anyone else. We're trying to be helpful. But as the pace of innovation accelerates, it's necessarily true that there are new ways to think about things that get developed. As an example, we've heard for years about identity solutions as a solve for addressability. But our solution called Triplift Audiences enables cross-domain audiences without cross-domain identity. And so you don't really have to have that cross-domain ID solution. And that's a very different way to think about things. So that's one example where it's just the pace of innovation and change isn't exactly our friend in getting alignment. And in some ways, that's a necessary evil. But in other ways, it's also really important that we try to align as much as we can to avoid this confusion perspective.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it is confusing. It is complicated. And we shouldn't be lambasting anybody in the industry for not understanding everything. You know, you mentioned obviously Triplift Audiences there was a great example. As a marketer, I might look at that and go, okay, that sounds like what I want. That's perfect. I'll just use that, please. Don't want the detail. Just that sounds like the exact sort of thing that's going to help me. Do you think there's a lot of, some marketers will just kind of go, actually, it's easier that I don't know the detail because I trust you enough to be doing the right thing by me. We've gone through a long transparency journey over the, you know, the past decade within this industry. There's been a lot of back and forth around that, a lot of back and forth between tech, between agencies, between marketers. Where do you think we're leveling out now in terms of the understanding of marketers and what they actually want and expect from partners like you?
So, direct answer to your question, I think marketers now have a better base of knowledge than they've ever had generally. Because there's more information available. It's become more clear over time what works, what doesn't work, what optimizations are likely to lead to the best results. And it is incumbent upon vendors like Triplift to continue to help provide that education, especially as we work through these innovation areas across new buckets of focus. Addressability feels a little old, but at the same time, it's got some of the widest discrepancies, most cognitive dissonance in terms of how prepared people are for it. But newer topics, artificial intelligence, retail media, we have to make sure that we are out in the market helping educate our clients and our partners on what exactly it is that those opportunities are and what the innovations are and ways to solve the problems that exist there.
And do you think that with the areas of innovation that do exist, you know, within the likes of retail media, AI, CTV, addressability, that the companies like you, the kind of the more independent companies like Triplift actually have a huge opportunity here to be able to be ready yourselves and embrace the change, embrace the opportunity and really be able to show the different opportunities, the different types of targeting and the different types of channels that are available to marketers outside of where they might tend to normally go?
I think so. There is certainly the marketer, and I can't blame them at all, who says, I'm going to go with whatever Google's doing. Because they've made the problem in a lot of ways. They're definitely going to have a solution. And they're so big, they can't afford to fail. And I can't blame a marketer for having that perspective at all. But at the same time, companies like Triplift are also doing very, very innovative things, thinking very differently, challenging assumptions, and developing new solutions that are going to be incredibly impactful for the marketers that participate in them. And I think one of the most powerful things is to realize that if we're talking about these four innovation areas as kind of discrete things, but the reality is that they're overlapping. There's a Venn diagram, a relationship between them that becomes very interesting if you think about it that way. And when you start to stack solutions provided by companies like Triplift on top of each other, our Triplift Audiences solution, our component ads formats that we've created in partnership with Amazon and are going to be taking more broadly to retail media partners, combined with our native formats that Triplift is known for historically. The combination there is incredibly powerful for delivering results for marketers. We just have to think about it a little bit differently.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really good point. Whether I'm interested as well in terms of just going back to the research, the results, the readiness mm-hmm. scores. I don't know if this was looked into in the research specifically, but anecdotally, do you see any particular patterns or trends among certain industries within marketers, like, for example, CPG versus travel versus automotive? Like, is there anything interesting that can be drawn out of that in terms of how ready certain industries are to embrace certain things based on kind of where they sit in the first place?
So I can speak to some. So what we see with focus on addressability solutions, we're really talking about large advertisers in the automotive space, in the CPG space, are really coming forward and adopting our triplift audiences and addressability solutions heavily. Then, of course, CPG is really gravitating to retail media as they work to reach their customers in new places that they haven't necessarily been able to reach them before, especially leveraging retailers' data, which has become super powerful for them. So in many ways, we're seeing niche kind of verticals within advertisers that are gravitating one place or another. But due to the overlap I described earlier, there's also advertisers from all verticals that are really participating across the board in these solutions. So while things like automotive and CPG stand out in a couple areas, it's not constrained only to those groups. It's really powerful to all advertisers. Another one actually just comes to mind is financial services companies. Really doing a lot now with targeting solutions, solving for addressability as they work to put more financial products into the hands of consumers.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I also want to kind of look again at the global aspect of it. And obviously the four markets that were looked at were UK, US, Germany and France, as we've both mentioned multiple times now. But what I'm interested in is where there's certain areas that have been looked at. So, you know, CTV addressability, retail media and AI. We've already touched upon the fact that addressability is looks very different in the European markets versus the US market, because obviously the European markets had GDPR and that obviously makes sense. There was a greater readiness score for those. What about where channels or areas look fundamentally very, very different from market to market? And the big thing that stands out to me here is CTV. So CTV in the US is arguably far more established than it is in the European markets, but it also looks extremely different across all of those four markets, given like the legacy TV infrastructure. How do you see, you know, for you especially as a global company, Triplelift, kind of working with those different markets and helping them grow and trying to communicate CTV in those markets and ensuring that everything that's communicated and educated is nuanced to those markets and not like a global conversation?
That's a fantastic question and one that really speaks to the need for a regional approach to education and collaboration with our clients. Just culturally, those places are different, they're unique, and they're all wonderful, but they're different and they're unique. They're coming from a different context, especially as it concerns television, which is the most legacy of the advertising channels available. And so they built in different ways over the years. And moving those ideas is going to be different. It's going to operate at a different pace. It's going to require some different knowledge sharing in order to really shift perspective there. One of the things that's interesting to me, though, is that Germany stands out for CTV almost as strongly as the United States does, which tells me there's not a gap between the US and Europe. It's more specific, probably cultural and historical context that's required to understand in order to kind of level everyone up and create a more equal view of that across the CTV innovation space. It's generally the most well-understood space and the space that advertisers believe is going to have the biggest impact on their businesses. And that remains true across all countries. So there is some consistency there. I think the thing that really starts to make a difference is what is the level of knowledge that exists there and how easy is it for folks to actually take action and do something about it to take advantage of that CTV innovation and opportunity.
And what, you know, we've talked about what the industry can do to help advertisers be able, marketers be able to improve their readiness scores and be able to really kind of get educated. What do you want to see from the marketers themselves? Like, what do you expect? How do you expect them to be able to evolve and be able to embrace all the new technology and the new innovation that's happening? is it overwhelming from them? Obviously, there's a lot that we can do as an industry. You know, me sitting in Exchange World, there's a big role that I play here. There's a big role that you at Triple Lift play as well. What do we expect from them as well to be listening for a start, to make sure that they are taking everything in and not kind of going, well, I sit here, everything's fine. I'm the leader. I control the ad spend. So it doesn't matter. Everyone can come to me. What do you want to see from the marketers to ensure that we really are keeping up with the pace of change?
Well, first, I want to recognize the challenge of the role that marketers have.
Absolutely.
Incredibly hard job, incredibly hard goals to achieve. And it's amazing that we're even having this conversation and the amount of technology that exists here. At its core, it's still a relationships business. And yeah. I think one thing is we love to foster relationships with our clients and our partners and advertisers more generally. What we need is to be able to understand the problems that marketers face through their eyes, through their fingertips, if you will, on the technology that they're using every single day so that we can create better solutions for them. So I think that's thing one. And then thing two, as with most growth opportunities, have a yes and attitude. I don't run into any problems with this, although clients and marketers that we work with are very brilliant about this. But as just a general statement, just be willing to listen and willing to learn. And especially now when the pace of innovation and change is so fast, coming in with a learning mindset and saying yes and is going to be really, really powerful.
Yeah, the yes and aspect is a very, very, very good point. And you raise an interesting point there as well in terms of understanding your clients, understanding the marketer, understanding what they want, what makes them tick, what makes not just the business tick, but the person you're dealing with tick as well. And you mentioned that it's very relationship driven. I think that you probably agree that we're getting also back to a world where it is much more relationship driven than it was maybe 5 years ago. It's going back to the days of sort of 10 years ago in terms of relationships and partnerships, which is lovely and a really nice way of working. I was anecdotally, I was having a conversation with a marketer recently who was saying that we don't get many tech suppliers come to us and want to understand what it is we want. And if they just did that, my life would be much easier. Is there a kind of a dual aspect here of there should be more tech suppliers going to the advertiser and trying to understand exactly what makes them tick and not just rolling out the same spiel to every single marketer, regardless of what business they are, but also the marketer going out and asking and saying, I want to understand this. I want to learn this. Is there a, you know, is it mutually beneficial for everyone to kind of get involved in the conversation?
It absolutely is. One of the things that my team and I focus on is getting in front of many of our clients and partners as we possibly can to learn from them. We can't possibly create a solution that's going to work for them from a product perspective if we don't deeply understand their pain points, what it is that they're trying to achieve, and then collaborate with them on what that solution might look like. So for us, it's critical to get out of our own building, get out the front door of our office, and go sit in the shoes and in the chairs and wear the hats of our clients as much as we possibly can. And having that collaborative aspect to this is really important. I will sign up every single week for my team and I to go sit with marketers for hours if it means that we're going to have the opportunity to shadow someone, learn what they do, learn how they do it, and what they struggle with. That lets us have the fuel for the fire that we need to go build great products.
Makes complete sense. And obviously, from a selfish business first perspective, it'll help win you more business. Ultimately, that's fundamentally very important. So, and not to be sniffed at. It's been really fascinating talking to you, Eri, and going through the research report, which is very, very interesting. And it's a really great way of being able to really kind of visualize exactly where marketers are at and compare it market by market as well. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how the industry reacts to this readiness score. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next time.